Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, before the show, I woke up on Monday and I had a hankering. I just did. I don't know why this doesn't happen often, but I looked at those two games and I had a very strong feeling about both of them. So what did I do? Because I have, at least for the moment, I have sort of peeled back from off-season illegal internet accounts. But like everybody, I got a friend in a state that's not California. So I texted my boy. I go, hey, I got a feeling on tonight. So let me know if you're cool, if we rock a little bit. I can Zell you or whatever, or you could just front it, and then let's see where we're at the end of the night. And I said, I'd like this much on the Lions -6.
Oh, boy.
I would like this much on Seattle -3.
Oh, jeez.
And I would like this much on parlaying both of them.
Oh, my.
Because I felt very, very strongly that those favorites were both going to cover on a Monday.
You know that this is basically wire fraud, what you're admitting to over the air.
I never made a transaction. Okay. I never made a transaction. Yeah. Actually, my bank had my back. Actually, I think my bank knew I was going to win.
Oh, boy.
I tried to
send
him. The
bank's like, transaction's declined because you're going
to
win.
I tried to send him. I go, hey, and I'm going to send it to you right now just to cover it so that I don't like it. You have to front it for me.
Sure.
That's weak.
Yep.
So I'm like, I'm going to send it to you. I tried twice, and both times my bank is like, for your protection, we're not doing that. And I'm like, he's like, don't worry about it, dude. I got it. It's not that much. You know, let's see where we're at. And as you all know, if you watch those games, both were covers. And I joked with him the next morning. I said, I think my bank knew that we were in a good spot. And he's like, boom. And he sent me everything that had taken place the night before.
You know what that is, right?
Well, that's his illegal wire, not mine.
It's a two-way wire, but go ahead.
I did was accept it. What's a guy supposed to do? So anyway, point being is, and I'm going to bring you into this.
Do it.
Because you needed Jahmyr Gibbs to play really well in that Lions game for your fantasy game.
But that's just for fun. That's for funsies.
For funsies. But you, at one point, you were making a point. This is one of those rare spots on the show where you were talking. It was crazy. You were talking, and I'm looking at the game over your left shoulder.
That's much more typical. I'm talking, and you're watching
sports. And I'm not listening. Right. So you were talking.
You're like my three-year-old daughter.
No doubt.
I'm not listening.
I was yocked in. I wasn't listening. I was watching the game.
Yeah.
You were making a point.
Some point.
Jahmyr broke through the line, and he was gone. And it wasn't one of those like, oh, good, my guy got a touchdown. It was from the other end of the field.
Right.
So I'm like, this is a game winner for Dibs.
So I'm looking at you, and you're not looking at me, and I'm making another cogent point. And all of a sudden, you swivel at me, and you do this for the YouTube audience.
Yeah.
Point, 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 thumb, thumb, thumb. And then you go point, point, point to the TV, and I'm like, okay. And so I finish whatever nonsense I was spitting, and I look up, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's my guy. Unfortunately, this fantasy league's not for money, Federales.
Uh-huh.
It's just for fun and punches in the arm.
Right.
But,
so, yeah. Like, but you looked up and you did a great job of continuing to make your point.
Whatever it was.
Your entire body language changed because there goes Gibbs right down the right sideline. Gone. Touchdown. Dibs is a winner. I'm also sitting here on the Lions -6, so I've also got a little boost. My butt lifts up off the chair.
Oh.
We riding in here. Then the show ends. Lions are in the second half.
Yeah.
It's gotten a little bit close. I'm walking to the car. I'm not waiting until I get to the car, dialing that game up on my phone, and I'm walking through the city like one of those idiots, not looking for people or cars.
Right, right.
I'm watching the Lions and the Bucks on my phone.
Because you love the Lions.
And I love them, and I'm hurrying home so that I can cook dinner for the kids in time to get my butt on a new chair so that I can watch the second half of my parlay, rooting for the Niners' main rival to even their record with the Niners in first place. This is what you call a complete contamination sensation.
That's a buck.
That was actually not wire fraud. That was our Monday, Dibs. That was our Monday.
Right, which is not different from your Sunday or your Thursday or your college football Saturday.
This is who we are. This is who we are. And I think that, like, often in this country, we get reminded of this is who we are. And who we are doesn't mean it's every single individual, but we get reminded of this is who we are, and we don't always like the mirror. But this is who we are, and for a lot of us, increasingly, this is what sports is. And it's not going to turn around. It's not going to turn around and go the other way. That's impossible.
No, it's Pandora's box, and it's open, and you can't close it. And you always talk about Sunday Night Football being the number one highest, most rated show every week in America. And I wonder why that is. Is it because we all love football and we like the hard-hitting nature, or is it because we love the NFL, we love our fantasy team, we love our survivor pool, our pick'em pool, our spread pool? We love all of it, and whatever level at which you gamble, it doesn't even really matter, but I would wonder how many fans on a Sunday night who aren't fans of that team just tune in because I love football. I would say the majority of those people have some sort of action, and football is fun to watch, and we all do it, and we all did it even before this was a thing, and I go back to my childhood and Monday Night Football, but we watch Monday Night Football because there was no red zone, and it was the Monday night game. You maybe got two games on a Sunday. You got your team, maybe, unless it was home and it was a blackout, and you got an afternoon game if you were lucky. There was no Sunday Night Football, so you got to Monday, and you watched it because you were so hungry for it, but now you get every game, you get every snap, you get everything, yet Sunday Night Football is even more popular than ever because of what you're talking about.
No doubt, no doubt. And I can remember the days. I actually had a lot of my high school buddies that started a fantasy league, and for years I wouldn't be in it. I was like, I don't want to do that. I don't want to ever be watching a 49er game and rooting for the running back of the other team to go into the end zone. Like, I won't do it. And then it got to a point where it was just like, you're a social outcast if you don't do it. And I know people like this. Some of the people even in my league are people who are like, I'm just kind of here to stay in touch with my friends. Like, as we get older and people spread out across the country, this is how we communicate. It's like teenage boys and the damn Xbox or the PS, all of that stuff. It's that is how people stay in touch and communicate. So, like, I'm not here to poop on it. Like, this is who we are. But I love this comment. This just came through on our YouTube page from someone who's calling himself just some guy. You'll relate to this. He says, I love sports gambling, but I hate what it turns people into. You can't talk to anyone about games anymore without hearing about how they lost, blah, blah, blah. STFU, no one cares what you lost. And I bet you can all sort of like relate to that. Have you ever had, have you tried to have a conversation, let's say about the Niner game, with a friend or a family member or a coworker, and their response to you, when you go over there, when you say, hey, George Kittle's back, and the Niners ran the ball, how many of you got the response, yeah, great, I have Kittle on my fantasy team,
yeah,
and he got zero catches.
Nothing.
That's the response you get now.
Thanks,
sometimes,
George.
From some people. And I get that that's annoying. If you're still there for the purity of it.
It can be. The only thing more annoying is when you talk to somebody on a Monday and it's like, oh, my fantasy team, I lost by three and this and that and this and that. It's like nobody gives a crap about your fantasy team.
But we all do it.
And yeah, you're 0-7, and I actually love to hear about your travails.
Yeah, because I'm 0-7.
Because you're 0-7. You can talk about your crappy
right.
team
you don't
anytime
wanna, yeah.
you want.
You don't
and when you
hear.
Win the title, it's like, shut up, Willard. I don't want to hear about you winning the title. Oh, look at me. I beat Grandy,
yeah.
and I got on Miracle Run. But when you're 0-7, you can talk all about it.
Yeah.
Talk it up,
yeah.
G.
I mean, we're going for 0-8 here
yeah.
in a couple of days, starting tonight.
I'm afraid you're going to go 0-13 and then beat me in week 14 and keep me from the playoffs. That is my nightmare scenario.
I hadn't even thought of that, but that's definitely what I want to have happen now.
No doubt.
That's a great idea.
I'm going to be 7-6, and I'm going to need a win to get in.
Lucas appeared to enjoy that idea as well.
Yeah.
He's eating pretzel bites right now, but that got a grin and a nod from him.
And the pretzel bites are incredible.
They're delicious.
And the dip is much like my children. I'm not sure which of the two I like more. And unlike my kids, I don't know which one of these I hate more.
I mean, look, we've arrived at moments I'm not proud of. Rooting for the Seahawks on Monday night. Have you ever rooted for the Cowboys on Thanksgiving? Have you ever rooted?
Of course.
For the Cowboys on Thanksgiving?
Of course.
Could there be any reason for it that's not gambling related?
No. I mean, you root against Detroit in the morning game because they're always going to lose, and you lay the 11.5,
not
and then
anymore.
By halftime you laugh. No, this
right.
is just traditionally.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then Dallas in the middle game. Yeah, you want Dallas to lose, but man, Dallas is only given 2.5, and man, they... I think they're going to win this game, so you bet Dallas, and then now you have to root for Dallas. And that's kind of what you're talking about.
Totally.
And that's where sports gambling and even, like, prop bets for tonight. I don't know what the number is. You mentioned Jokic over 28.5.
I made that up. I don't even
know.
No,
but you're not probably too far off.
Yeah.
And so if you have...
Jokic.
It's 27.5.
There you
guess.
Go. It's a great guess.
But
great
I overbid.
Guess.
If it was the Price is Right, I lose.
But I do think that that is an interesting way to look at it. So the Warriors are up 103-99, and there's 5 minutes left, and Jokic has 23 points, and Denver has the ball. You're thinking, all right, if I can get a Jokic three, that gets me to 26,
Dude.
And then, okay, Warriors, you score two, and then let's get more. Maybe they foul Jokic.
No,
so then you start threading this needle of, like you're talking about, the team I love versus... a bet that I really also love, and now you're trying to thread this crazy needle.
No, but I also feel this, and we want to go out to the phone, so we'll do it in just a sec. Like, I really feel this. As we sit increasingly and watch sports together, we're not doing it together. We are each individually watching our own piece of content. Because like you said, one person might be rooting for the Warriors. Another person's rooting for Jokic to get six more points. Somebody else over here wants Jamal Murray to do something. This person over here wants Draymond's assists. And we're completely watching a different game. It happens with the people in my house all the time. Every single
yeah.
play, and they're barking at the screen about, like, some coach is an idiot because they won't give it to Derrick Henry on every play. I'm like, you understand it's 3rd and 17.
Right.
They're like, but so what? You're not going to get it anyway, so you might as well run it today. Like, this is the moronic stuff that comes out of people's mouths right now.
And you've got other situations where maybe you have a certain team's receiver, and the guy you're going against has their quarterback. So now, like, the quarterback finds your receiver for a 28-yard touchdown, and you're like, yeah, my guy scored. And then you're like, oh, boy, but the guy I'm going against has the quarterback. So, I mean, I'd rather have him throw interceptions and then them hand my guy the ball. And so you start to, like, rationalize outcomes irrationally within a game, and it becomes especially hard with your team. Like tonight, yeah, it's easy to say, all right, Steph, I'm going to bet you over 28 and a half, whatever the number is. Lucas will run over in a minute anyway when he's done eating pretzel bites.
Probably,
but
Steph's probably 24 and a half.
But it's easy to, like, go yay Steph, yay Warriors, because that is a, you know, something that's going to be completely in line with one another. It gets a little bit conflated when you bet the opponent to do well, but you want your team to do well. That's where it gets to be a little bit difficult. And I do applaud you, just one clap, for not usually betting when your team's involved, because you don't want to have
I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. I try to sit my fantasy players when they're going against the Niners, if it's possible. Like, I just want to keep my mind pure as possible and focused on what I remember from when I was a kid, which is just looking forward to a Niner game and sitting down and rooting for the Niners to win. That's all it was. Let's head out to the phones. Let's go to Will in Pleasanton. Will, thank you for the call. What's up?
What's up, guys? So, quick story for you. I'm playing in a golf tournament this weekend, and my buddy's on the phone a bunch, which he never is. And so I start to worry about him and run into his wife a little bit later, and she's like, hey, there's something going on with his brother. Keeps things close to the vest, like I'm sure he'll tell you. Play with him the next day, nothing. No, he's on a flight out. Sunday night, I get a call, and it's him. I'm like, oh, shit, he's going to, like, share this with me. So it's like, hey, I'm in South Carolina. Do you still have that guy who can put a bet in for me on the World Series? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, okay, can we get money on this? Yeah, I got to be honest. It's going to be a long ride. How about I take the over out on the starting pitcher for Toronto? I don't know his name. Just put me in for it. It's just everybody's got to gamble. Does it to pass the time. When you're bored, you look on the sports book and you make a bet.
It's exactly right. It's exactly right. And it's almost like, for me, I can certainly, and thanks so much, Will, appreciate it, I can relate to this. There are a lot of times where you will do stuff like that, you'll say yes to stuff like that, and it's got nothing to do with the bet. It simply has to do with doing what your friends are doing or wanting to be involved or whatever. I told you about that thing we started last year, me and all the high school buddies. It's like, let's do a parlay, and it's like 10 of us. Everybody puts in one pick, and then all you got to do is throw, like, I don't know, $10 on it.
Sure.
And you know, then it's a bajillion-dollar parlay, and we're never going to hit it. We're probably never going to hit it. And why are we doing it? Because it keeps all of us texting each other.
Right, exactly.
It's a couple bucks, honestly, for the year, and it keeps all...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
All of us texting each other, and for most of us, that's the motivation. That's all.
That's it. And I started a thread with my March Madness group yesterday in light of this Chauncey Billups stuff. And it's like, all right, guys, I don't know if you know this, but the NCAA college basketball season starts on Saturday. it's a marathon on Saturday. You've got like 24 games in 24 hours. They do that every year where like from midnight all the way till midnight the next day, there's a different game that tips off. College basketball is here. Like, how could it be here already? But right. For me and my group, we go to March Madness every year for the first 2 days of the tournament, and that's 4.5 months away, almost 5 months away. But the fact that the season is starting Saturday gave me a reason to, hey, yep. Yuck in, the season's beginning, and so now everybody's getting all amped up for something that's 4.5 months away, but well, like you said, it gets everybody texting.
Here's the funny thing. You watch college basketball starting now for the same reason that I don't. Check this out. Right. I don't watch college basketball because it's not the tournament yet.
Right.
And without that bracket, I don't care about any of it. But you do care.
Oh, yeah.
But the reason you care is because you are actually deep in preparation for what is going to happen in March.
That, and there are certain teams, and I can reveal more next week when things actually start to roll out, but there's a couple of two or three teams every year that you need to fade every single night. Last year, Prairie View A&M last year was like 3-27 against the spread. Need to fade them.
Just the idea that you even brought them up.
It's found money.
The idea that you even know that they exist. There you have it.
2 years ago.
There you have it.
Ooey Pooey. Which they're no longer Ooey Pooey.
Why not?
Because they changed the name. It used to be Indiana University, Purdue University of Indiana.
Yeah.
Which is the stupidest name ever.
Completely, like, but so what?
It's like you're running around in circles. You might as well name yourselves the Three Stooges of Indiana.
There's a lot of dumb names in sports.
They were so fadeable a few years ago, they lost every game. And then last year, shout out Doug Gottlieb and his Wisconsin Green Bay joke of a basketball team. You got to fade them now.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's why I do it. I don't only do it for March. I do it for November, December, January, and February.
Let's go to Tony in Oakland. Mm-hmm. Tony, thanks for calling. What's up?
Yes, good morning. First, I say my take on sports is quite different from all you guys because I tune in and only stay there if someone's in the zone. And I don't even know the score because I want to see the magic on the court, right? And what I also want to say is about the NBA scandal. It reminds me of Godfather 2. You got the Sicilian mob against the Jewish mob. And remember Michael Corleone's takedown, whatever that Jewish guy's name, in Cuba, right? And it reminds me of Silver, because the Sicilians run circles around the Jews because the Sicilians feel the moment and know what's going down, when, where. They could just read the current. And this Silver dude, he has no feel, no street smarts, no, it like blindsides the dude. So I absolutely love it. And what's interesting is, you know, a lot of guys, their favorite movie are the mob movies, right? So the reason why some of these NBA players will get involved, even though they're making all this money, is because they're bored. If they don't get in the zone like Curry, they need dopamine hits. And what would be a bigger dopamine hit than sitting by a mobster or having a conversation and saying, this is how you're going to help us? They must be thrilled through the roof because they don't ever get in the zone. Most guys playing, they just focus. They never get in. So this is why a lot of people get involved with this kind of stuff because they just can't, you know, leave it alone, right?
I tell you what,
Tony, Hyman Roth is the name she was looking for. Roth.
Tony, I'm betting on you. How about that?
Roth. That's his name. And Curry would never get involved because you know what? There can't be anything between you and it, between you and God on the court. And Curry is looking to go, every time he goes out there, to go beyond focus and to get into heaven now. So everyone is doing all this betting and all this and dopamine hits. Yeah. They don't know what heaven is the way Curry does.
Tony, Steph Curry higher than 25.5 tonight. That's that, right? Steph Curry higher. Yeah, lock that in.
Yeah, I think
that's what she said.
I like his chances.
Steph Curry higher than 25.5 because locked in and God and basketball.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus doorbusters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.